Hello, Alex.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good, Alex. Thank you.
I've always listened to your show and actually always agree with you. But in this case, like when you're talking about this Russian actually guilty in this Malaysian airline case, I disagree with you because I can't actually see any reason for Russians to shoot this airplane. And
Alex, you've got to be careful here, Alex.
Look,
there are 298 people dead, including 38 Australian citizens or residents, okay? It's now inescapable that it was brought down by a Russian missile fired by separatists. So who are we going to blame if we don't blame the Russian separatists and the Russians who gave them the missile? Who are we going to blame?
I think we're going to blame this current Ukrainian government.
No, Alex. The Ukrainians did not shoot down the plane. It's been proved it was done by a Russian missile propelled into the air by Russian separatists. Now, the blue between the Ukrainians and the Russians is a separate issue. We're talking about the specific matter of bringing down a plane with 298 innocent people who are neither Russian nor Ukrainian and killing all of them. That's what we're talking about.
But the problem is that Russian separatists, they're Ukrainian citizens. They just...
Listen. I don't care whether they're Kalathumpian, as I've said earlier today. They're described as Russian separatists. They're Ukrainians who want to be Russian, so that's why they're called Russian separatists. Who are we going to blame if we don't blame the people who actually launched the missile and the people who supplied the missile to them? Who do we blame?
We're going to blame the government. Like the government who caused...
The Ukrainian government, as opposed to the Ukrainian separatists, stroke Russian separatists, didn't launch the missile. They didn't get there, press the button that sent the missile into the air at 40,000 feet to bring down the aircraft. The people that pressed the button are Ukrainians who are Russian separatists, and that's who we have to blame, surely.
So the Russian president, this is the person who pressed the button?
Alex, you're not listening to me. I just said quite clearly the people who pushed the button are described by you as Ukrainians who are Russian separatists who got a missile from the Russians and pressed the button. I didn't say anything about Mr. Putin pressing a button. I said the Russian separatists described by you as Ukrainians have to take responsibility for the deaths of the 298 people.
But they don't belong to Russia. They don't have any connection with Russia. They're actually Russian by descent.
Alex, who gave them the missile?
I don't know.
It's been established by forensic examination. It was a Russian missile given to them by the Russians. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good. We'll leave it there, Alex, because I have a feeling that on this particular matter, although you agree with many things I say, we'll never, ever, ever reach some sort of agreement. And I take it from your accent, you're a Russian person who's now an Australian citizen, I hope, and you're most welcome to be here. But if you wish to concentrate on the problems in that part of the world, maybe you should take the advice from the Woolies T-shirt. And if you don't love it, go back over there and leave it.